Don't scrape the chairs on the floor. Nigel, this is impossible.
You know what they say. The impossible we do immediately. Miracles may take a little longer.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but we can't fit in any more tables.
I'm sure they'll find a way, Lizzie.
They'll encroach too much on the dance floor.
I'll have another look at the floor plan.
What did Freya think she was doing, accepting those late bookings?
She was probably very busy. She was on her own in the shop.
Yes, I know.
And it wasn't her fault they phoned the shop instead of the office.
Yeah, well, she should have checked.
Why don't you leave this to me and go and get us both a coffee?
There's far too much to do. Have the band confirmed when they're doing their sound check?
No, not yet.
For goodness sake.
Calm down. I'll give them a call. Now, can you please tell me what the matter is?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. You never get so stressed. Not about organising the New Year's Eve ball.
There's nothing the matter. Oh, look at that! Will you push the staging further back?
Lizzie, look, you've been moody all weekend. What has happened?
Nothing.
Lizzie.
All right. I suppose it's Kenton.
Kenton.
He rang me on Friday evening. He was furious.
What on earth about?
I did something I shouldn't have.
What?
I wish I hadn't, but I couldn't help it.
Lizzie?
I told Shula about Kathy, about the rape.
You told Shula?
Nigel, don't say it like that.
Let's get a coffee, come on, and then you can tell me what happened.
Elizabeth and Nigel will cope.
But it's a big affair. I really ought to be there.
You are top priority at the moment, not Lower Loxley or my sister.
I suppose so.
Yeah, put yourself first for a change, love.
Have you done with that cup?
Yes, thanks. You wash and I'll dry.
No, you finish your paper.
Go on. That's all right, I've read the sport.
All right.
Hello, Linda.
Morning.
Come on in.
Not disturbing your breakfast there,
Hope. No. We just finished.
Oh, Linda.
Hello, Kathy. I've come about my impromptu New Year's Eve party.
Yes, of course.
Just trying to confirm numbers.
Oh, we should have rung.
Well, as I said, it's nothing fancy. Just a few drinks and nibbles and the opportunity to see in the new year with friends and neighbours.
Oh, that's very kind of you to invite us.
Not at all. It was Coriander's idea, actually, to cheer Robert up. He's a bit fed up at starting work so early after Christmas. Leonie's gone, and what with one thing and another.
But what's he make of Jason?
Oh, dear. Mm. An acquired taste, I think.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Still, beggars can't be choosers. Now, can I take you off my list?
Well, could we think about it and get back to you, Linda?
Oh, yes, of course, Kathy. Absolutely, I do understand.
Yeah, we'll let you know as soon as we can.
No, that's fine. You take your time. Well, better get on my way. I've heard this vicar takes a dim view of people coming in after the service has begun.
Oh? Who is he?
He retired a few years ago from a parish in Borchester. Alan's taking the service in Darrington. Terribly busy these days.
Oh, so he feels a sub, does he?
Anyway, I don't want to be late. Perhaps you could let me know about the party tomorrow morning sometime.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Linda.
Yeah, thanks, Linda. Bye.
Oh, poor old Robert, an acquired taste. You should have heard what Jason was calling him.
We don't have to go to this party, do we?
No. I mean, we don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Might be just what the doctor ordered, though.
I'll see.
Come on, let's get cracking on the rest of the housework and get out into the fresh air. Blow some cobwebs away.
And it just came pouring out.
I see.
You know how bad I am at hiding how I feel, and Shula was worried about me.
Yes, I'm sure she was.
And of course she was upset that Kathy and Kenton had gone off to a pantomime instead of coming to her party.
Yes, I can see that. I
mean, she couldn't understand why they were slighting her. And it was me they were slighting. I felt terrible.
Oh, Lizzie.
I know. I feel dreadful about breaking Kathy's confidence. But Shula's my sister. You know, it's not as though I'd told someone outside the family.
I know.
You understand, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. It's caused you a lot of stress. It must have been a relief to open up to Shula.
But then Kenton was livid. You should have heard what he said to me.
Hey.
He said I'd already let them down once by shooting my mouth off to the police. Now I've done it again.
Shh. Come here, come here.
I don't think he's going to forgive me for this.
I hope you didn't bend the frame.
Oi, are you insinuating I'm overweight?
No, but it is a child bike.
Oh, Joe didn't mind. And it was only down the lane.
Honestly.
Oh, God, you know, it's years since I had a bike. I remember Dave and I, when we were, must be about 7 or 8, on our bikes. Mum had told me off for something, can't remember what. And I said that I was going to run away and then she'd be sorry.
What happened?
Well, I got Dave to nick some food from the larder and we put it in our saddlebags and set off for Pennyhasset.
God, good grief. Couldn't let a 7-year-old out like that these days.
Well, back then there wasn't that much traffic. But we didn't get anywhere near Pennyhasset before we felt hungry. Pie and cheese and onion crisps on bread never tasted so good.
Jill certainly had her work cut out with you.
I'm sure she did. Oh, I love this time of year. Everything seems dead, but, you know, it's just waiting.
Yeah. I cheer up as soon as I see the first snowdrops.
And before you look around, trees will have blossomed, cricket season will have started.
And you'll be taking up residence again in the Bull Beer Garden.
What? So now I'm an overweight alcoholic, yeah? What do you see in me, Cathy Birds?
What indeed?
Oh, hey, you know, I think we should think about planning our summer holiday this year. What do you think?
We'll see.
Well, shall we look on the internet when we get back?
Let's just get the next couple of months over with first, eh?
Yeah, I know.
But there's no harm in looking, though.
Morning, David.
Oh, just a minute, Linda. You been to church?
Yes, I saw Heather there with the children.
Oh, jolly good.
It was a rather different experience from usual.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, the vicar was like something out of Dickens.
Let's just step over here. The mixer wagon's a bit noisy.
Oh.
So, not a bit like Alan then?
Oh. No. is Ruth out?
Oh, she's in the barn with some of the calves. I'd be careful in those shoes.
Oh, yes, thank you. I will. I just wanted to borrow some large serving plates.
Oh, well, I don't think she's using them. When for?
It's for my little party tomorrow night.
Oh.
I mentioned it to Heather after the service. I'd like you all to come if you're free.
Oh.
Just drink some nibbles. Oh, please do bring the children if you want to. There'll be a little firework display at midnight.
That sounds great. But I'm not sure we can stay all evening with the boys. And Pip's off to a young farmer's do, so I'm picking her up later.
Oh, you're welcome to come for as long as you like.
Well, I'll check with Ruth and Heather and we'll get back to you, but thank you.
Excellent. Robert will be pleased. There should be quite a crowd.
Here's another one, Kenton.
Oh, yeah?
A blonde and a brunette fall out of a tree. Which one of them hits the ground first?
No idea, Jim. Which one does hit the ground first?
The brunette. The blonde has to stop and ask for directions.
Good grief, I thought some of my jokes were bad.
I thought I might tease your sister with that one.
Well, good luck with that. Here, can I have a look? The Bumper Book of Bad Jokes.
Ruth bought me a book token. By far the most thoughtful present I received.
A man walks into a pub, orders 10 pints and starts downing them in one after the other. You're a fast drinker, mate, says the landlord. So would you be if you'd had what I've got, says the man. What's that? Asks the landlord. And the man replies, 50p.
Everyone a gem.
If you say so, Jim.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dave.
What are you having?
Not for me, thank you, David. I better make my way outside.
Are you sure?
Yes. My son is collecting me, and he's far too busy to park the car and come in.
He's probably on call, is he?
Something of that nature. Mm. One of the things about ageing, one's offspring fondly imagine they're in charge.
Can you manage?
Yes, thank you. I'll see you chaps later, perhaps.
Right. Bye, Jim.
Rum old devil, isn't he?
He's certainly given Shula and Alice to the runaround. Is Cathy making lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear she's on the mend.
Yeah, she's feeling a bit better. I'm hoping we're having your beef.
Wonder how many Turkish shooters waded through yet.
Hey, what are you and Ruth doing for New Year's Eve?
Ah, well, the plan was for us to have a drink in here while Heather babysat, and then we were going to see in the new year with her at home.
All right.
But Linda's invited us to Ambridge Hall now.
Oh, yeah? Us too.
Oh, great stuff. Well, we'll see you there then.
Yeah. If Cathy's feeling up to it.
Right. Right.
Oh, go on then. Do they think I'm an answering machine? Professor Lloyd, yes?
Oh, Professor Lloyd, it's Linda Snell here. I don't think we've met.
Oh, I've heard a good deal about you, Linda. Delightful to hear you.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm looking forward to exchanging this damn plaster for a smaller one. Then I shall be able to get around a sight easier. And yourself?
Oh, I am very well, thank you. Could I speak to Shula, please?
You could if she were here. No doubt she's still scampering after some chap in a frock at church.
Oh, yes, perhaps.
Will I do?
Well, you could pass on a message.
Certainly.
I heard from Clary that you'd all been invited to see the new year in at the Grundys.
That's the plan.
Well, I wonder if you'd change it. You see, I'm holding a little party at Ambridge Hall, and I've just invited Clary and the family, and she suggests...
We'd be delighted.
Oh, well, good. But perhaps you'd better check with Shula and Alistair first.
Oh, don't see why. It's just a change of venue, isn't it?
Well,
so
yes,
that's settled then. Oh. What time do you want us?
Oh, that beef smells like heaven.
Thank you. Mm.
Is Jamie eating with us?
Oh, if he can put his game down for long enough.
Okay. Oh, look at that colour. It's perfect.
Oh, here's the broccoli and carrots.
Oh, lovely.
You know, I really enjoyed the walk this morning.
Oh, me too.
I feel better if I haven't got out of the house.
Yeah, I can tell by your rosy cheeks.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Should we go to Linda's party tomorrow night, then?
Well, it's entirely up to you, love, but I'll sure beat the hell out of watching a party on TV. I mean, there's nothing worse than that.
All right. When we've eaten, I'll pop across and tell her. If the Grundys are there and one or two others... should be good fun. Hello, Nigel.
Lillian? Is that you?
Aren't the masks wonderful?
You might have just stepped off the Rialto Bridge. And your gowns, fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. It was a present from Matt.
Ain't it, Nigel? Lower Loxley looks a treat. Nice touch, the torchlit drawing.
Thank you, Matt. Champagne?
Oh, yeah. Renan, over here, please.
He's always hankered after a stately pie, haven't you, darling? Thank you.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, if you ever think of putting this place on the market, Nigel, give us a bell.
And risk the eternal wrath of Lizzie? I think not.
Yeah, good few here already.
Anyone we know?
Now, that would be telling. That's half the fun of a mass ball, and I wouldn't want to spoil things for you.
You know, I said yesterday about having some holiday.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we could all go to New Zealand for next Christmas?
Oh, I know you really miss Muriel.
Yeah, well, most of the time it's not so bad, it's just sometimes...
I know, it was hearing her voice on the phone just now, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Phil and Jill are having a great time, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly sounds like it.
And so will we tonight.
Hello, Cathy Kenton.
Hi, Robert.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Can I, take your coach for you.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
We were just saying, Jill and Phil rang up before we came out.
Oh, lucky things. Where are they at the moment?
Oh, staying with my daughter and my ex.
And that's...
Oh, sorry, New Zealand.
Ah, I always imagine myself treating Lindy to a round-the-world cruise at some point. And here I am, T-boy and builder's mate at my age. Mustn't grumble, though. There's plenty worse off, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just hang up your coat.
Kenton, thank you for coming.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Hi. Now, you must have some of my mulled wine to chase the chills away.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Well, come along in, join the happy throng.
Now, who's for Professor Jim's magic show?
That's Jim Lloyd, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's here. And Eddie's brought some super fireworks for midnight.
And a couple of brandies, doubles. Oh, hi, Nigel. Everything's going with a swing.
Excellent.
Yeah, band's great.
Have you got your dancing shoes on?
Oh, Lillian's made sure of that.
Good, eh?
Yeah, she likes to show off her dancing whenever she can.
So would I. But it's all I can do to get round the floor without barging into anyone.
Oh, talking of bumping into people, I've just spotted someone I know.
Huh?
Yeah, isn't that Annabelle Shrivener chatting to Oliver Sterling over there?
Oh, yes. The lady in red. She's quite something, isn't she?
Isn't she just?
Very striking.
Didn't know she was coming tonight. Last I heard, she was in France with friends.
That must have been for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Not sure I know the guy she's with.
He looks like a young child's dance, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, in a dim light, maybe. Do you know him?
Here you are, Matt. Nigel, you ought to do something about the lighting and the ladies. Honestly, after the Cornish wind last week, I looked like I'd had a chemical peel. Elizabeth, I was looking for you, darling.
Ooh, thank you. Well, back to work for me, then.
You look terrific, Lillian, you know you do.
Well, actually, I have had quite a few compliments.
There you are, then.
Oh, wish then hurry up with the drinks.
Well, you go and sit down, I'll bring them over.
All right, I'll be with Jenny.
Okay.
I'm glad we came. It's really good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Leonie had to get back, but Coriander stayed on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, especially since Justin couldn't be here. That's her partner.
Oh, Robert.
Hi, Kenton. Having a good time?
Oh, yeah, great, thanks. Could I ask you a favour?
Yeah, of course you can.
That Merlot was exceptional. You haven't got another bottle you could open?
Yeah, should have. Nice to find another aficionado.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Back in a tick.
Your mood's improved since I saw you last.
Has it?
There was no need to take it out on me, you know.
I didn't mean to take it out on you. I'm still angry with Elizabeth.
Oh, you're so stubborn.
It's not stubbornness, Shula.
Well, I'm glad to see you've calmed down anyway.
Can we drop it, please? Elizabeth told you about Kathy. She had no business to. End of story.
I'm glad Kathy seems relaxed.
Yes, and that is how I'd like her to stay. So please make sure you don't...
I'm sorry to drag you away from your sister, but if I could just borrow you for a moment...
What for?
Could you and Robert give Eddie and Joe a hand getting the fireworks ready?
Does it really need four of us?
Well, there is a lot of garden furniture to move.
Okay.
I'd ask David, but Ben's fallen asleep in his arms.
Oh, so he has.
So sweet.
I'll go and find Robert then.
Oh, thank you, Kenton. And while you're out there, do try and discourage Eddie from using the flower beds as launch pads. Yeah,
will do.
Now, who's for another canapé?
A chap goes to the vet's with his cross-eyed dog.
Yeah.
The vet picks him up by the ears, stares at his eyes and says, "Oh, I'll have to put this dog down." "What?" says the owner. "You have to put my dog down because he's cross-eyed?" "No," says the vet, "because he's very heavy."
That's very good, Jim.
Hi, Kathy. I hope my father-in-law isn't trying your patience with his bad jokes.
No, not at all.
Time I stretched my legs, I think. Oh, leg.
Oh, let me help, Jim.
Yeah. Thank you. That's it. I'll see what Daniel and Josh are up to.
Linda's put on a smashing spread, hasn't she? She said she didn't have much time to prepare.
Yes, and it's all going down well, too.
Yeah, it's what you want to see as a hostess.
Yes.
Shuna?
Yes?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Another canapé, anyone? Kathy?
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
There we are. Kathy, I wonder if you could come into the kitchen. I'd really welcome your opinion on my tiramisu.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Said in the recipe to use dark rum.
Dark rum, really?
Yes, but obviously that's not authentic, so I substituted amaretto. But now I'm not sure of the taste.
Sorry,
Pushcat. Oh, you're dancing with me. You're meant to be looking into my eyes.
Yes.
Just concentrate.
Sorry.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Oh, my little toe.
Yeah, I said I'm sorry. Look, why don't you go and sit down and rest your feet?
Why? Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd ask Annabelle to dance.
Annabelle?
Yeah, she's over there. Look, I've just seen her.
Yeah, I'm sure. But what about your coffee?
Well, I won't be long. It's just a bit of networking. You know how these things are. It's expected.
I don't mind buying a few more, Nigel.
That's very generous of you. How many?
I'll take a couple of books.
Oh, thank you. Now you want to watch Nigel here? He's a very smooth salesman.
Hello, Matt.
It's all in aid of the Rural Helpline. A very good cause.
Here you are, Nigel.
Bless you. I'll be coming over to your table shortly, Matt.
Yeah, okay, I'll have half a dozen of you. If I don't win Lillian that spa weekend, I'll never hear the last of it.
Raffle tickets, ladies and gentlemen, all in a good cause.
Your partner not around?
He's outside with a couple of friends and their cigars.
He won't mind if I ask you to dance then, will he?
No, but judging from the daggers Lillian's sending this way, I think she might.
Kenton, how's it going?
Okay.
Oh, it's nice and cool out here in the conservatory.
That's why I came out here.
How are Laurel and Hardy and the Chuckle Brothers doing?
It looks like they've just brought some kind of plinth to stand the Roman candles on.
That's not Linda's bench from her Shakespeare garden.
Oh, I don't know. Robert and Kenton just carried it round.
Oh, it must be okay then. So how are you doing, Cathy?
Fine, thanks.
I know you've been under the weather.
Well, yes, I'm much better now.
Good. I can't imagine how hard it must have been for you.
Well, as I said, I'm feeling better.
Shula, my dear, be a good girl and help me get my coat and scarf on, will you? I want to go outside.
Oh, right. Coming.
Her master's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Shula. Everything okay?
Oh, yes. Jim just wants to see the fireworks.
Oh, good-o. You coming, love?
Kenton, how could you?
What?
Tell Shula about me.
Cathy, listen.
I can't believe that you told her about what happened. How could you?
Look, it wasn't me. It was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, believe me, I was livid when I found out, but she's only told Shula.
Well, she shouldn't have told anyone.
Yeah, of course she shouldn't.
But when did this happen? I mean, how long has she known?
Since last week.
Last week?
But she won't have told anyone, I promise you. I mean, you can trust Shula, at least.
It seems I can't trust anyone.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, why didn't you tell me she knew? Why didn't you warn me?
Well, I wanted to, but when would have been the right time? I mean, I couldn't tell you when you were feeling down, and when you were feeling more positive, I didn't want to ruin your mood.
You should have told me.
Yes, I should.
Oh, and get off me. I'm
Cathy!
Kenton, going home!
Well, never mind, Lillian. I'll treat you to a weekend at the spa.
Oh, fantastic. Is she coming over here to gloat?
Oh, hi, Annabelle. Well done.
Yes, well done. Thanks. I've no idea when I can take the time off to enjoy it, though.
Your lawyer's busy, 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 eh?
Yes.
Be good for you, then. De-stressing.
I'm one of those people who thrive on the buzz, I'm afraid.
Lucky you.
I better get back to my table. There's no hard feelings.
No, not at all.
See you later.
Yeah, see you, Annabelle. I wonder if they're annoyed.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Dominic James. He's the son of her business partner.
How fascinating.
Had a nice time in France, but didn't say whether he was with her or not. Just with friends, that's all she said.
Nigel!
Yes, Lillian?
Dance with me.
My pleasure.
Matt? No, thanks. I'll have another brandy.
He meant, do you mind?
Huh? Oh! Well, no. Be my guest.
Well, there's no need to sound quite so enthusiastic. Please do me a favour and get me another brandy.
You sure?
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
I'm so sorry you're not feeling well, Cathy.
It'll pass.
Yes, it's just a migraine.
Oh. Oh, well, you're doing the right thing. A lie down in a darkened room is the best thing to ward it off.
Here we are. These were your coats, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Robert.
Oh, allow me.
Thanks.
Yeah, and thanks for a great party, Linda.
You're welcome.
Oh, and wish everyone a happy new year from us when the time comes, won't you?
Will do, don't worry. You just think about getting better, eh?
Yeah, thanks. Well, see you then.
Yes. Yes, bye. Bye, Cathy. I hope you're feeling better soon.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Poor Cathy.
Yeah, she'll be right as rain tomorrow.
Mm.
Come on, Lindy, back to the fray.
Yes, all right.
You get the champagne glasses ready and I'll go and find that 12-year-old malt to hand round later.
All right, I'm coming. Oh, dear.
Would you like some more tea, dear?
Oh, yes, please, Peggy.
Aren't you going to open your card?
Oh, yes.
Happy anniversary, Jack.
Thank you. Oh, to dearest Jack, Thank you for so many happy years. Oh, my love, Peggy. Oh, that's lovely.
And here's your present.
Oh, thank you.
Just rip the paper off.
Right. Oh, thank you, Peggy. That's lovely.
It's the bedside table tidy.
It's very nice.
It's for coins, your glasses and your cufflinks, that sort of thing. Then in the morning you'll be able to find things easily.
Yes, thank you.
You can take it upstairs later, when we get changed to go to Grey Gables.
Oh, are we going to go to Grey Gables?
Yes, but not yet a while. We can finish our breakfast first.
Righto.
Oh, it's Lillian. Look at the window. It's open. Come on in.
Oh, hi. Oh, what a day. It's pouring. I'm soaked and I only just walked from the car. Happy New Year, Jack.
Oh, and to you.
Happy New Year, dear.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, they're beautiful. Thank you. Aren't the flowers lovely, Jack?
Yes, lovely.
Oh, look, let me just go and hang my coat up.
And do take off those dark glasses. How you can see to drive wearing those things, I don't know.
I manage.
Oh, can you bring me the vase from the windowsill, please?
Yeah, all right.
Did you have a nice time last night?
Yeah, it was all right.
Lillian and Matt went to the masked ball at Lower Loxley, Jack.
Oh, I like dancing, don't I, Peggy?
Yes, you do.
The ball itself was very good. You know how well they do that sort of thing at Lower Loxley. Nigel's always in his element, although Elizabeth seemed a bit under the weather.
Oh, did she?
They had a Scottish piper to bring in the new year. And then, once the jazz band had finished, there was a disco or two. Dancing, Jack. You'd have enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. I won't be long, Peggy.
Yes, all right, dear. Why don't you take the table tidy upstairs with you? You can put it in the bedroom.
Righto.
Mum, have you had your anniversary present from Jack?
I was about to go into the hall and pretend to find it when you arrived.
We'll wait until Jack comes down and then he and I can find it for you.
Thank you. I see from the dark circles under your eyes that you and Matt stayed until the ball ended.
I think we did. I vaguely remember grabbing Nigel in the conga line at one point.
Oh, Lillian.
Which brings me to my New Year's resolution.
I hope it's to give up drinking.
Of course not. That'd be absurd. No, it's not to go anywhere with Matt if I know that dreadful Shrivener woman will be there.
Who's that, dear?
Supposedly some high-flying lawyer they've invited onto the board. She can't be that much of a high flyer, or she'd be in Canary Wharf bullying grown men into flinging themselves into the Thames.
Now.
Matt went all goggle-eyed over her, once he recognised who she was. I can't think why. She's a total beanpole.
Statuesque is what we used to say.
Yeah, well, she's as cold as marble. Oh, Mum, is there any tea in that pot?
I'll make some more in a minute. And do help yourself to toast and marmalade.
No thanks. Actually, Mum, you haven't got any aspirin, have you?
Kathy, you're not going to do the ironing, are you?
It won't do itself.
Oh, come on, why don't you just put your feet up?
I'd rather keep busy.
Was there something that I can help with, yeah?
I don't think so. Can you switch the radio off? It's really getting on my nerves.
Look, I just don't want to sit here and watch you work.
Well, I'm not asking you to sit here.
Oh. Listen, could we talk about what happened last night?
Kenton, there's nothing to say.
No, I think that there is.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not.
Well, I just wanted to say that Shula won't breathe a word to anyone.
Kenton!
I know my sister. She won't even have told Alistair.
Please, Kenton.
Honestly, love, I'd bet my life on it.
Anyway, it hardly matters, does it? And Elizabeth feels she can share my secrets with whoever she likes.
Look, she only told Shula.
As far as we know.
Look, I'm fairly certain.
Oh, that's very reassuring. How dare she? Just to make herself feel better. How self-centred can you get?
Yeah.
You know what village life is like. It won't take 2 minutes to get round the people we know and straight back to Jamie. No,
it won't get out.
You don't know that.
Don't think I'm defending Elizabeth. I'm not.
I should hope not.
Yeah, but I know she'll be putting herself through hell because of what she's done, if that is any consolation.
Well, it isn't. I don't care about her.
Yeah, okay, fair enough, but at least...
Just stop it! I'm sick and tired of thinking and talking about it.
Right.
Just let me get on with the ironing.
Fine, okay.
Shall I go and pick Jamie up from the ball?
Do what you like. Well, then take that card to your Aunt Peggy's at the same time.
All right.
Oh, hello, Kenton. Kathy left her scarf last night. Oh,
come in, come in.
Thank you. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Linda.
Oh. Sorry, have I come at a bad time?
No. No, of course not.
Well, to tell you the truth, the scarf was just an excuse. I wanted to see if you were feeling any better.
No, not really.
Oh.
I'll go and get Jamie then, OK?
Yeah, but bye.
Yeah, bye. See you. Bye, Linda.
Bye. Kathy, should you be up and about?
I'm okay now. Thanks, Linda.
You sure?
Yes. Actually, I'd welcome a bit of company if you've got time.
And the crowd from Grange Spinney won the magnum of champagne.
Who's that?
Oh, you know, Sabrina Swaite and her little gang.
I'm not sure I do, dear.
You know, loads of bling, height of fashion and tanorexic.
What?
Those horrible fake spray-on tans.
Oh, dear.
Except they weren't.
Weren't what?
Fake. Transpired they'd all just got back from 10 days in the Caribbean. Sabrina. I bet her real name's Sharon or Sandra.
Good heavens, Lillian, you are in a mood.
Oh, I'll go.
You finished with your cup and plate, Jack?
Are we eating?
We just had our breakfast, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Well, Happy New Year, all.
Oh, Kenton, how lovely to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Happy New Year.
And to you. Oh, and happy anniversary.
Oh, look, chocolates, Jack.
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you, dear. And thank Kathy, too.
Oh, I will. And how are you keeping, Jack? You well?
Yes, thank you.
But Jack, I've just realised something we'd almost forgotten.
Oh?
You've got a surprise for Mum, haven't you?
Have I?
A surprise for me?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Everyone likes surprises.
And only we know where it's hidden, don't we?
Yes.
So come on, let's go into the hallway and find it.
Yes, all right.
Come on. It's in here. It's in the cupboard under the stairs, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Jack hid it for safekeeping in one of his galoshes, didn't you?
A good idea.
Did I?
It was this one, wasn't it, Jack? You see, there's something in there.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Is that for me, Jack?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Oh, how lovely. A crystal cat. Oh,
you'll have to call him Sammy.
Jack thought he'd be a perfect match for Captain, the crystal dog.
How clever of you, Jack. Thank you.
Oh, how dreadful for you.
And I was going back to work next Monday. How can I face it if they're all talking about me behind my back?
Oh, I'm sure that won't happen, Kathy. Elizabeth isn't stupid, and she's not malicious.
Certainly feels like she is sometimes.
I think it's a great shame she's put herself in this terrible position. But she doesn't want to see you suffer, I'm sure.
Well, why doesn't she think about the consequences of her actions, then?
Well, yes, she has been very thoughtless.
It's too late now, anyway.
But she'll be upset, too. She'll be mortified that she said anything.
Oh, I know. That's what Kenton said.
I'm sure she won't have told anyone else.
He said that too.
I'm sure it's true. Oh dear, I better get to work.
Yeah, I'm right. Thanks, Linda.
Look, I know it's a bit hackneyed, but just take things one day at a time. Otherwise, you worry about what probably won't happen.
Yeah.
You've got some wonderful friends who care. And who support you, Kathy.
I know.
And the love of a very good man.
That's true. He's been a real tower of strength.
It'll pass. Just as everything else in life does.
I hope so.
Oh, thank goodness it stopped raining. I think I will cycle to work after all.
You all right, Mum?
Yes, thank you, dear. I can manage.
Now,
Do you need a hand, Jack?
Thank you.
This car's a bit nearer the ground than the Bentley.
Oh, Grey Gables. I like coming here, don't I, Peggy?
Yes, you do. We both do.
And Jenny said she'll pick you up.
Yes, she said she'd be here about 2:30. Oh, and Debbie rang first thing.
Oh, did she? That was sweet of her.
It was lovely to see her over Christmas, even if it was a fleeting visit.
Mr. and Mrs. Woolley, Happy New Year to you both. And to you too, Lillian.
And you.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Now, we've got everything prepared. Your usual table's ready. And Ian is making his signature dish for you, Jack.
Oh, that's nice.
And Caroline's waiting for you in her office with champagne.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of her.
We're being treated like royalty.
Why not?
Please pass on our thanks to everyone for going to so much trouble, Linda.
Don't worry, I shall.
Well, look, I'll love you and leave you. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm sure you will.
Hey, Jamie, when are you going to say hello to your mum?
Oh, sorry. He was in a rush to try a new game Sid's given him.
Hmm? Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Oh, he decided to take my advice then. About putting your feet up in front of the box.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like me to get lunch?
I'll do it in a minute.
Oh, no, I don't mind. You've cooked all over the holidays.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Why are you so nice to me?
Me?
You're such a lovely man.
Yeah, that's me. They broke the mould after they made me.
I'm so sorry for snapping at you earlier.
Hey, that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. You were only trying to help.
Kathy, I've told you, you can always count on me.
Okay. Thank you for being here. I need you, Kenton. I really do.
Here you go, Spearmint. Good boy. Oh, you're going to have to wait for a ride until this afternoon, aren't you? Good boy.
I'm off to Waterley Cross, Shula.
Already?
Yes, I've just had young Steve Gibbons on the phone.
Oh, yes?
Found his pony with a leg injury this morning.
Oh, they always lose so much blood with leg injuries. It probably looks worse than it is.
I want to check him over, though. Make sure there are no tendon problems.
Yes, of course.
Thanks for taking Dad to the clinic.
Oh, it's okay. It's easier for me to get Lillian to cover.
Well, with any luck, there won't be too many waiting and you'll be home by lunch.
Lunch? I do hope so.
I appreciate it anyway.
Don't worry. I'll be demanding payment in full when he goes back home.
Oh, just name it.
Meals out, weekends away. I'll probably need a holiday.
And you'll have earned every bit of it.
Speak of the devil.
A sound to strike fear into the hearts of strong men.
Don't.
He sounds just like Long John Silver, doesn't he?
Long John Silver as a house guest would be light relief after your father.
Shula! Shula!
Over here, Jim! Avast, me hearties.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing.
Just sharing a little joke.
Well, I'm pleased you think there's time to stand around joking. If we don't set off soon, we'll get caught up in the traffic.
Oh, it won't be too bad. The schools are still on holiday.
I'd rather not risk it, thank you.
Jim, it's 8 o'clock. The appointment isn't until 10:15.
When I go somewhere, I like to set off in plenty of time. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's poor timekeeping.
Yes, right. I'll go and get changed.
Good luck, Dad.
Luck has nothing to do with it, Alistair, my boy. It's down to genes and a healthy diet. It'll be as well to take note.
Me?
Come along, Shula. Don't be all day.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What's up with you, then? With a face as long as Livery Street. Right?
Hey, Jason, do we have to have this noise on in the background?
Not a fan of Meatloaf, then, Bobby?
Robert. And no, neither of his music nor of his culinary namesake.
Ah, put a music in the background makes the time pass quicker.
If only.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve, then?
Yes, thanks.
How'd your party go?
Very well, thanks. You?
Ah, big group of us went to our local Italian. We go there a lot. They know how to party, eh?
I'm sure.
So what's your New Year's resolution, then?
Actually, it's to see more of my daughters.
Hey, if they live round here, that'd be my resolution as well.
God, I'm yanking your chain.
And I thought yours would be to give up smoking.
Well, I tried it umpteen times. Patches, gum, you name it. I even went to a group at the clinic once. Talking about fags for an hour just made me want to run outside and light up.
Really?
Ah, oh, now you've mentioned it. Yeah. You may as well get the kettle on since we've come to a natural break. Yeah, I'll just have a quick light up.
Now, just a minute.
Keep your hair on. I'll open the window. all right. There. Are you happy now you've infringed my human rights?
Delirious.
Come on, at least get the kettle on, make a cuppa.
Now, I'd like to set out some ground rules.
I'm not with you, Chief.
I'm working for you as a builder's labourer, employed to help with painting and decorating, not as skivvy and tea boy.
Oh, well, toss for it.
Sorry?
Go on, heads or tails?
Can't we just bring our own flasks?
Are you trying to undermine the tradition of the great British tea break? Heads or tails?
Tails.
Is the wrong answer. Now, brew up.
Best of three.
Ooh, a man could die of thirst here.
We'll take it in turns to put the kettle on.
Oh, blimey. Have you seen the chest on that?
Oh, for goodness sake, what century are we living in?
What would you do if you saw that little lot coming towards you, eh? You wouldn't know where to put yourself.
Now, look, Jason, I totally disapprove of the objectification of women.
Would you stand your ground or turn tail and run, eh?
I'd really rather just...
Look.
Ah, it's a gorilla.
Oh, I get it. Just because I read a red top, you thought I was ogling the assets of a young lady.
Oh, right, an easy mistake to make.
I'll tell you what, we'll swap over after I've read it. Hey, what you got? On second thoughts, it's all global warming and hug a hoodie in them papers.
Well, if you prefer not to engage with world politics and the realities of social deprivation...
Well, at least looking at a pair of young ladies' twinkling eyes in the morning cheers you up.
Really?
All that derm and gloom in them papers over your breakfast? It'd make you want to jump under a bus, not get one to work.
Yeah, well, I'll stick to my doom and gloom, and you stick to skateboarding cats and sightings of Elvis.
Oh, this week's going to be a right barrel of laughs, ain't it?
We'll try and get through it somehow. Preferably before my brain disintegrates.
Steady. Yeah, Mum's taking Ben and Josh into Borchester.
Oh, yes?
For haircuts and new shoes ready for school next week.
Well, you're lucky. I wish my dad was half as useful. Instead, he delights in causing mischief.
He always seems such a nice man.
Oh, yeah, he saves it up for us. Yep, this one's in calf two, Ruth. Oh, is this the last?
Yeah, thanks, Alistair. Go on now, go on.
Shula's taken him to the fracture clinic this morning.
How's he doing?
Well, we'll have to see. All being well, they'll saw the old plaster off and replace it with a lighter plastic one.
You'll be able to get about a bit better then.
Ah, which, knowing my dad, will be both a blessing and a curse. And he'll be charming the staff and patients as we speak.
Shula's taken him.
Brave or what?
It's very good of her.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's easier for her to get cover and take the morning off.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'd much rather be here with my arm in the business end of a cow than spend all morning in a hospital waiting room with my father.
He's not that bad.
I'll do you a swap, Heather, for my dad.
I don't think so.
There, you see.
Anyway, she's off back to Pruder tomorrow.
Yep. All being well at the clinic, Dad'll be heading home soon too.
Whoa! Boy, what are you doing with that emulsion?
Well, I thought it might make a good mouthwash, Jason.
Listen, Rob.
Robert?
You gotta let that down first.
Let it what?
Dilute it, or you'll be here all day.
With?
Mix half a bucket of water in it.
Won't it be too thin to cover the old paintwork?
Well, it's just for the first coat. Then you use full strength for the top coat.
All right, you're the boss.
All this fancy painting is going to take a bit of covering, though, ain't it?
The stenciling?
Yeah. Ah, best use full strength of paint over all that first. Oh, slow us down, mind.
Ah, we want to do a proper job.
Oh, think of that, eh? Somebody once stood here for days on end and did all that.
Yeah, very decorative.
Somebody with more time than sense.
Well,
I mean, what's the point? I bet it was always covered up with Mother's Union posters and Brownies paintings.
You know, I think a place like a village hall should find room for the aesthetically pleasing as well as the practical.
Are you this contrary at all? Your missus must have a lot to put up with, that's all I can say. Anyway, we've got a job to do and Tom's money in this game, so stop gassing and get cracking.
Oh, hi, Shula.
Hi, Ruth.
I thought I'd give Mum a night off and do a spag bol.
Spag bol? That sounds like a good idea. Can you make it with minced turkey?
I don't think so. How's Jim doing?
We've just got back from the fracture clinic, and I can't wait to get out on spearmint. I may very well point him in the direction of Hassid Hills and keep going.
Oh, that bad, eh?
Oh. For starters, Jim is one of the worst backseat drivers there are. One minute he's accusing me of tailgating. The next, I'm driving too far behind the car in front and letting too many motorists in.
Oh, is he on the mend at least? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, yes, thank goodness. They seem very pleased with his progress. With any luck, he'll be going home soon.
Oh, good. And Mum goes home tomorrow too.
Oh, when? I'd like to pop over and say goodbye.
Sometime before lunch.
Okay. Oh, hello, Robert.
Oh, hi. Ruth, Sheila.
Hi. How's it going? Oh, I hope there's as much paint on the walls as there is on your overalls.
Suffice it to say, it's going. Apparently I'm far too slow.
Oh, dear. Are you and Jason still at loggerheads?
No, not at all.
Well, that's an improvement.
You might say we've arrived at a kind of détente.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he rambles on and I have the earphones of my MP3 player in.
Very sensible.
He is impressed by my tea-making skills, however.
That's a very important part of the job.
Yes, and I'm getting lots of practice. I'm sure he has a double-headed coin, because by the law of averages, he should have made the tea at least twice today.
The boss never makes his own tea, Robert. Don't you know anything?
Apparently not. And now he's sent me for the milk. Now I understand how the boys who skived off school felt.
That makes two of you, then.
Yes.
Well, I'd better go and rescue Mum from Ben and Josh. I'll see you tomorrow, Shula. Bye, Robert.
Yeah, bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Oh, I'd better get back, too.
Shula, has Christine got a spare set of keys for the village hall?
I've got them. Auntie Chris is away with Peter and the orchestra. In Austria, I think.
Oh, could I borrow them this evening?
Yes, of course.
Thanks. I'll need to go back and check something.
Oh, hi, Dad. How did you get on?
Haven't you got an assistant to do this type of menial work, Alistair?
Ordinarily, yes. I've given her the week off.
Very generous, I'm sure.
Yes.
But I didn't send you to university for years on end, so you'd end up scrubbing floors.
I'm enjoying it. You'd be surprised how therapeutic it is, bashing a brush against the floor. Oh, the change to plaster.
Yes, they've given me this little plastic one. Very light.
They must think you're doing well.
Of course.
And you can bend your knee now?
I'm getting there. I had some physio, and I'm to go back next Friday for some more.
Oh, yes.
Then that's it. I'm on my own. The NHS really has gone down the pan.
Jim, your lunch is ready.
Not pie again, I hope.
No, it's minestrone soup.
I had the most terrible indigestion yesterday.
Count to 10.
10 wouldn't even come close. When do you think you'll be going home?
Soon. Soon, Shula. Fingers crossed.
You've packed already?
Almost. I'm just waiting for a couple of blouses in the tumble dryer.
I can't wait to shake the Brookfield mud off your boots, eh, Mum?
I'll be back before it's even had a chance to dry.
And don't forget David's off to the NFU meeting at lunchtime.
No, don't worry, I haven't.
You'll want to say bye.
I'll make sure I catch him when he gets back from the Herefords.
Okay.
I think I might get the Bairns to help me take down the trimmings before I set off.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know you. They'd still be up at Easter.
They might.
You sure you don't mind?
Of course I don't mind.
I know it's before 12 tonight, but...
That'd be a big help, honestly, Mum.
And you let me know as soon as you get a date for the op.
Yep. It'll be a real treat for the kids to have you back so soon.
Yeah, I haven't half missed Phil and Jill, though.
Yeah. They should be in the Cook Islands now.
Lovely.
You'll miss your winter cruise this year.
Oh, there are plenty of cruises.
Well, thanks a lot, Mum, for everything.
Oh, any time, Pat. You know that.
It's been great to have you here for Christmas.
I've loved every minute of it. And there's been an unexpected plus to be seen.
What sort of a plus?
It's just Dad.
Oh, yeah?
What a charmer he is.
Where do you think you've been until now?
Morning, Jason. We'd run out of white spirit, and if we're going to start glossing the paintwork...
Let's see. Yeah. How much? They saw you coming, mate. I buy this stuff in bulk.
I thought I'd use my initiative.
It's not your initiative I pay for. It's your elbow grease.
Right, I'll know next time.
Oh, I'm late one morning, pricing a job, and the whole thing's gone pear-shaped by the time I get back.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's this, then?
What?
This wall here.
Yeah, it's not a problem. Yesterday you were hounding me to finish quickly, and I didn't think I'd done a very neat job, so I came in last night for a couple of hours and went over it again.
Oh, did you now?
But I won't charge you for the extra 2 hours.
No kidding, you won't.
So, what's the big deal?
Come over here, where I am. Yeah, where the sun's shining.
Ah.
Ah, don't cover it, mate.
It's shiny.
Yeah, it is.
I think I know what happened.
You've used the silk emulsion instead of the matte, ain't you?
So it would seem. I finished one container of paint and opened another.
The stuff I've been using for the ceiling.
I mustn't have read the label, and it looked fine with the strip lights on.
Ugh. So that's another morning's work lost. And I've a good mind to dock it out of your wages come Friday.
Oh, for heaven's sake, it was a mistake. And about this cash in hand business...
Ah, don't push it.
No. All right. This wall looks okay, though. What do you think?
Well, of course it's okay, because I painted it.
Actually, this is what I used the last of the matte emulsion on last night.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yes, I did, and you hadn't spotted it.
And your point is, Mr. Clever Clogs?
No point. Just thought I'd mention it.
Ugh. I'm off outside for a fag. Get your overalls on and get moving.
Pip with nearly in tears, bless her. She can't come down until she's redone her makeup.
Oh, honestly, I don't know where she gets it from.
Not you, that's for certain.
I know.
I was lucky if I could get you to brush your fingernails at her age. Never mind paint.
Ben, Josh, come and say bye to your gran.
Oh, I bumped into Hayley Tucker in the shop. I didn't tell you, did I?
No. What?
What, she and Roy went for their 20-week scan this morning.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine. They're having a little girl.
Oh, that's lovely.
She said Roy feels like he's hit the jackpot twice in a row.
Oh, Phoebe will be happy. She wanted a little sister.
Grandma!
You're getting too big for me to catch you. You're both growing big and strong, just like your daddy.
Bye, Grandma.
And what do you say?
Thanks for looking after us. Yeah!
You're quite welcome. And thank you for keeping me company.
And for playing games with you.
Yeah, I bet Gran doesn't know what she would have done without a Roboraptor to play with.
Can we go back on our scooters now?
Yeah, go on. And you two behave yourselves for Pip while I'm running Grandma to the station, okay? Are you listening?
Yeah, We will.
Bye, boys. See you soon.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye. All right. We'd better be setting off.
Oh, hang on, here's Shula. She said she'd pop in if she could.
Oh, that's nice of her. Oh, she's brought Jim.
Made it.
Hi. Can I give you a hand, Jim?
Not a manage. Blasted leg. Damn nuisance.
Shall I take the flowers for you?
If you could just hold them momentarily, I could manage.
Right.
Oh, it's very nice of you to come and see me off.
Wouldn't have missed it, my dear.
That's it.
I shall be glad to get rid of all this palaver. Now, Shula. Thank you. Heather, with my compliments.
Oh, winter pansies.
Oh, how lovely. I don't know what to say.
Then say nothing, and allow me to kiss your cheek instead.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Ah, oh, they're beautiful.
You're quite welcome. I would have bought a bouquet, but that would have been too cumbersome on the train.
That's very thoughtful of you.
I hope they last the journey.
I'll put them in water overnight at me friend's.
Good. Well, my dear, we mustn't hold you up.
No.
The traffic won't be too bad at this time of day.
Shula.
Bye, Heather. Take care.
Yes. You look after yourself.
Thank you. You too, Jim.
Ready, Mum?
I think so.
Allow me.
Oh, thank you.
You got everything?
Yes.
We'll see you in a few weeks then.
That's funny. Robert? You listening?
Happily, no.
It's dead.
Great loss to the working day, I'm sure.
Are you sure you ain't done anything to it?
Me? Like what?
I don't know, like stick it in a bucket of water.
I don't play childish games like that.
Oh, no, you got your own earphones in, so you ain't listening.
What?
Oh, I told you.
Batteries are probably dead.
They were new in this week.
Well, you've had it on pretty much non-stop.
Oh, apart from when you kept turning it off.
Unlike some, I actually happen to like music.
You're a snob is what you are.
Jason, when it comes to music, I'm proud to say I totally concur.
Nip down the shop and get me a couple of batteries, will you?
You can whistle. Although, on second thoughts, please don't.
It was knackered anyway. I'll fetch my CD player in tomorrow. You're not the only one who likes classical. I've got some men to Verney.
Oh, joy.
Hello?
Hi, Shula.
All right, Bab, checking up on us.
Oh, I've really just called to pick up the spare set of keys, Robert, if you've got them with you.
Yeah.
Do us a favour, love. Keep them well away from him in future.
Oh, okay.
Here you are, Shula.
Thanks. Oh, Lord. Jim, I said I wouldn't be a minute.
Oh, the old gent's coming for a shifty. ain't that right, Chief?
Let me have a look.
You don't need to. I'm keeping my eye on things for Auntie Chris.
Then you may need them testing. Look at this. Very shoddy.
You what?
There's a big thumbprint in this paintwork. Look. And you've missed a bit there.
Oh, that's my fault, though.
Now, hang about. Nobody speaks to my workforce like that.
I'm doing you a favour.
Jim, please.
Now, if you have any complaints, Shula, you come to me. It ain't his fault he was a computer nerd. I'm still training him up.
Thank you, I think.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
There are plenty of jobs I could be getting on with. Plenty of people requested my services.
Well, in my opinion...
Just a minute, Jim. Let me handle this, please.
As you wish.
This is the village hall, not the Sistine Chapel. Of course we want the job doing well, but we want it done quickly.
Oh, listen to the woman. She knows what she wants.
When you're ready, Jim, we'll go and get some lunch.
All right. It'll be open for business as soon as we can manage it, don't you worry.
Good. Just a minute. You haven't been smoking in here, have you, Jason?
Sorry, Shula, it's the treads on these boots. I'm always walking things in from outside.
Oh, right.
We'll make sure we leave it nice and clean for you when we've done.
Thank you.
See ya?
Yes. See you later.
Sure. What was all that about?
I've got a feeling we were caught in the crossfire.
He's a sort, ain't he?
You could say that again.
Oh, cheers for not grassing me up.
Sorry?
Well, the fag butt.
Oh, don't mention it. Thanks for sticking up for me.
Solidarity. Well, that's the way it is.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've got plenty of custom, but it don't take too long for bad words to get round.
It's true enough.
I'll put the kettle on there, should I?
Oh. All right, then. It's almost lunchtime.
Fair enough.
I've got smoked salmon and cream cheese today, if you fancy a sandwich.
Oh, go on, then. Don't mind if
I've
I do.
I've got plenty.
I tell you what.
Yeah?
We could have a proper dinner break tomorrow. Seeing as it's Friday.
Oh. Yeah, all right.
And I'll treat you to a pie and a pint. What'd you say to that?
Thanks. I'll look forward to it.
Jim, lunch is ready.
You don't mind if I start, do you? I have to get back to work.
Don't mind me.
You seem to be managing very well with those sticks.
Yeah, a lot better than the crutches, yes.
Did you do the knee exercises this morning?
Of course.
Good. Well, Alistair and I are very pleased you're more mobile.
As am I.
Yes.
Very nice sandwiches, Shula. Cold beef is one of my favourites.
Good. Daniel's really enjoyed having you to stay, you know.
I've enjoyed his company too.
And it's been wonderful, the way you've won all our friends over. They're all very fond of you.
Kind of you to say so.
Which has been great over the Christmas period.
Jolly good.
And now it's the new year, and a very good time for fresh starts. And, well, the thing is, Alistair and I are very busy people with our own businesses to run, and which, as you might imagine, is very time-consuming. And we were
wondering... Good heavens! Isn't that Oliver's car?
Oh, yes.
Excellent! We've got some arrangements to make for Saturday.
Saturday?
He and Caroline are taking me to the antiques fair.
Are they?
And you must remind me next week to let you know when I'll be in for lunch. I've got quite a busy social diary.
Have you?
Bingo at the Laurels with Alan. Borchester Film Society with Robert and Linda.
Goodness.
Yes, yes. It is Oliver. You don't mind if we continue the conversation later, do you, Shula?
Oh, give me strength.
Kathy!
Oh, hello, love. What's up?
I got halfway to the cash and carry when I realised I hadn't got my card with me.
What card?
For the cash and carry.
Oh, you haven't lost it, have you?
No, no, since when Jamie gave me my new wallet for Christmas, I only transferred the cash and bank cards over.
Ah, see.
Yeah, you don't remember what I did with the old one, do you?
Oh, Kenton, it should be in your bedside table drawer where you left it.
All right. Oh, thanks, love.
What would you do without me?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Oh, the post has been. Here, have a look. Eh? It's from your mum and dad.
Oh, see? Oh, wow. Mount John. Wow. Oh, that is one spectacular view.
Yeah, and they're really packing the activities in.
Yeah. God, Dad's really taken with this observatory thing, isn't he? All right, well, I better be getting going, I think. Jamie can come with me if he likes, get him out of here for a bit.
No, it's fine. I'm taking him into Borchester for some new school shoes, and then we're going swimming.
Oh, OK, fair enough.
Yeah, he's arranged to meet up with a boy from his class, so I said I'd take them both.
All right. Oh, tell you what, bring them to Jack's afterwards for burgers and shakes.
Oh, yeah, they'd enjoy that, thanks.
Annabelle, great to hear from you.
I hope you still think so when you hear what I've got to say.
Try me.
I've just put the phone down after speaking to Max.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's just what we feared. That environmental impact report you had done is seriously flawed.
In what way?
Well, it looks like your ecologist only made a couple of site visits for his survey, one in early April and the other in late May.
So what's the problem?
He can't possibly confirm whether great crested newts inhabit the site or not just from those two visits.
So what are you suggesting? I can't put a development like this on hold just on the whim of some amateur nature lovers. It could be months.
Yes, it could.
Nor for nothing.
I understand your frustration, but... Well, look, I've got a lunch meeting and I've got to go.
Well, I could come over to your office this afternoon, then we can discuss it properly.
Sorry, I'm in meetings all afternoon. What about Tuesday next week?
Oh, what time's your last meeting today?
I should be finished for 5.
Okay, meet me in the old mill by the river. We can talk about it over a coffee.
David!
Oh, hi Adam, how's it going?
Great, you?
Yeah, fine. We're back early.
I wanted to beat the traffic.
Oh, good idea.
And I've done what I wanted to do anyway. It's exhausting sitting on your backside listening to speeches.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, what's been happening around here? Have I missed anything?
Since Wednesday, not really. How was Oxford?
Well worthwhile.
Wish I could have got down there myself.
Well, I'll tell you all about it if you've got time for a drink later.
Yeah, okay, great.
Thought I'd eat at the Bull tonight. Ian's working. Mum's going to Grand's, I think.
Well, I'll join you for a pint before supper then, yeah.
Okay. Right, I'll go and see how lambing's going. taking over from Brian for the night shift tonight.
All right. 6-ish in the bull, then?
Yep, see you there.
Okay.
Are you sure we won't be disturbed up here, Kenton?
Yes, I'm sure. No one else but me has a key.
Right.
And Jamie and his maid have all those chips and burgers to weigh through.
Oh, Kenton.
Love, what is it? What's happened?
Oh, look, don't say anything to Jamie, will you?
What?
I don't want him worried.
No, I won't breathe a word. Just tell me what's happened.
Okay. We were just leaving the house when the phone rang. At first I thought I'd leave it. You know, I thought if it's important, they'll ring my mobile.
And who was it?
Well, Jamie went out to the car. I waited for the answering phone to kick in, you know, just to check who it was. And it was my liaison officer from the Bournemouth Police. He's got bail.
What?
Taylor.
What?
Taylor. He's out on bail.
No.
I can't believe it.
Well, neither can I. Well, how the hell has that happened?
She didn't say. She just said she had some news for me. I could tell at once from a tone of voice it was going to be bad.
And she just... came out with it, just like that?
Oh, yeah, more or less. I mean, well, she asked me if I was on my own, if I had someone to talk to afterwards, so I said you. And then she told me.
Well, did she give you any details?
I couldn't take it all in at first, so I tried to make notes so I could remember it all.
And where exactly is he?
He's staying with his mother, she said, in Gloucester.
Gloucester?
Oh, God, Kenton. Gloucester's so close.
Yeah, but he must be tagged or something.
Well, he's got to stay there under curfew. He's not allowed to go out at night. Not until 7 in the morning, and they'll be checking on him to make sure he keeps to it.
Oh, I should hope so.
And he has to report to the police station every day.
Right. He won't be able to contact you, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what she said. But he might.
No, he won't. He won't risk it.
It would be so easy, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, from Gloucester?
No, but if he has to report to the police every day, he won't have time to get here and back in time for his curfew.
If he goes to the police station first thing, he will.
No, they'll make him go in the middle of the day, when the police aren't naive.
Oh, God. Oh, what am I going to do?
Look, I'm positive he won't come anywhere near here. Try and put it out of your mind.
How can I? Not that I know he's out there. I won't be able to sleep. Oh, I just feel like packing it all in.
Hey, no, come on. It's just the shock. You've been really strong.
But it's so hard.
Yeah, I know. But you don't have to do it on your own. Honestly, love, you don't. I'm going to be with you every step of the way.
Oh, Kenton. This is just what I've been afraid of. You know that. But I never really thought it would happen.
Oh, let's just get the bulldozers in.
Yes, you could, but I'd advise you against it. They could go to the police. The
police won't be interested.
The wildlife officer certainly would be.
Right.
And then, if they do find the newts on the site, you could face prosecution.
Well, I could just pay the fine. Probably work out cheaper.
Just look at the bigger picture for a moment. Okay. You save time and therefore money in the short term, but that would be it. You could kiss goodbye to future developments. You'd never get them passed.
Yeah, you're right. So what do you suggest?
That we play along. We get my friend Max on board, get a proper survey done, and find out whether the newts exist on this site or not.
That'll take months.
Well, till June to do it properly.
You any idea how much this is going to cost me?
Could be cheaper in the long run.
Okay, but what if we find they exist, these newts? What then?
We propose some sort of remedial action.
Meaning what?
We establish a suitable habitat nearby. Put it to natural England. The chances are we'll get a licence to develop the site as planned.
You reckon?
The best bit is you'll come out smelling of roses, the friend of Borsetshire wildlife.
I suppose we could get a piece in the press.
Definitely. Get them to come and see the new habitat. Loads of brownie points in it.
Yeah, subverting their expectations. I like it.
Added to which, they're likely to favour our development on the old Felpersham Asylum site.
Which is a much bigger earner.
Uh-huh.
You are a clever woman, do you know that?
Just good at my job.
Oh, no, 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 you're much more than that.
Oh, I should go.
Ah, go on, stay for a drink.
Another time, maybe. I've got dinner plans.
So have I, but I couldn't rearrange them. You deserve a proper thank you.
Well, I'm afraid I can't rearrange.
Okay. Another time. Cocktail, then?
Here we go, Adam.
Oh, cheers.
Well, a happy and prosperous new year all round, eh?
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, cheers.
Mm. So, you're holding a Plough Monday thing at Brookfield, are you?
Yep.
And what will that consist of?
Well, basically, it's a farm visit from the clergy. About 20 of them, I think.
For?
Well, I see it as a kind of catch-up session, really. You know, chance for them to get back in touch with our lives, what we're dealing with day to day.
Right.
Bert says the tradition goes back to medieval times. And then it was about raising money to pay for church funds and, I don't know, candles, whatever.
Right, right. And these days they come to you and you hold a farm walk?
Yeah, I'll show them the stock and the main enterprises and talk to them about Hassett Hill's lamb, Herefords, you know the drill. Then we all go back indoors and chat over tea and cakes.
Very civilised.
Heather did loads of baking for the freezer before she went home, and Shula's coming over to give Ruth a hand with the teas.
And what sort of things are they interested in discussing?
Don't know. It could be any of the issues facing us, I suppose. Anything from blue tongue to migrant workers. Hmm. We'll see what comes up. If you're free, come along.
It depends on the lambing rota, but thanks, I might.
Yeah. Right. So, what was the OFC like?
Well, more than ever, I'm convinced we're going down the right route with the biodigester.
Hmm? Good.
Yeah, and it may be worth our while looking into other joint venture enterprises, if you're interested.
Yeah, definitely. We're always open to ideas.
Yeah, the thing is, to make the business future-proof, as much as it can be, anyway, for 2013 and after.
Right. Well, things are looking a lot brighter than they were a year ago.
Hmm. But we're always going to be vulnerable to fluctuating commodity prices and currency rates, so we have to plan for whatever changes are needed.
Mm. Sounds like there was a real buzz.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kenton.
Oh, sorry.
Watch it.
Sorry.
Hey, Kenton, do you want to join us? Adam's telling me about the Oxford conference.
Yeah, I'm tempting, but I think I'll pass. I'm just having this quick one and then I'm off home.
Suit yourself.
Okay, yeah. See you later.
All right.
See you. How boring has he become since he moved in with Kathy?
I know. Some might say it's a good thing.
I couldn't possibly comment.
He hardly ever goes out these days. They even went home early from Linda's New Year's Eve party. Anyway, you were saying.
Thanks for the champagne, Matt. Now, I really should go.
Who's your date with?
It's not a date.
Oh, you're giving poor old Dominic the elbow?
I didn't say that, did I?
Seemed a good bloke.
He is. He's lovely. I'm just not having dinner with him tonight.
You see a lot of him?
It depends what you mean by a lot.
I see you're not going to give anything away.
We lawyers never give anything away, especially not for free.
Yeah, let me top you up.
No, not tonight. I hate being late.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Well, thanks for all your hard work and your advice. It's much appreciated.
No problem. It's for our mutual benefit.
Well, that's something worth drinking to, isn't it?
All right, then. Just a drop, then I really should go.
To you, Annabelle.
To us.
Yeah. To mutual success.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It's directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.